Potens sempiterne Deus, infimitate nostra propitio respice, aquia protegendum nos, dexteram tua majestatis extende. Per dominum nostrum Jesum Christum filium tuum, qui te cum vivit regna, in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Lex epistole beati Pauli apostolia rubranus. Fratres nonites et prudentes apus bonet ipsus. Nulli malum pro malo redente. Providentes bona no tantum coram Deum, sed essiam coram omnibus, hominibus. Si fieri potes, quod ex vobis est, cum omnibus, omnibus pacem affentes. Non vos metim sus defendentes, carissimis et date locudire, scriptum essenis mihi vindicta ego retribua. Dici, Dominus, si sensis sudiere inimicos tuus, civa ilum esiti potum dahiri, hoc enim faciens carbones ignis congere super capu deius. Non li vince malo se vince in buono malo.
Me.
Sequentia Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
In illo tempore, condescendisse Jesus de monte, secutis uneum turbe multe, ed ecce leprosus benis adorava, de undicem, Domine, si vis potes me mudare. Ed extende Jesus manum tertigi, de undicens, volo mundare. E confesti mundata est lepra eius. Ed aedili Jesus vide, nemine dixeris ebadius tendite sacerdoti ed offer munus quo precepi Moises in testimonio mi. Un auton introis en Cafarnaum, accessit ad eum centurio, roganse uns dicens, Domine, puer meo jace in domo paralitico e male torque tu. Ed ai dili Jesus, et jovenia ne curavo eum. E risponde centurio dai, Domine, non sum dignus, ud intre sub tectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo, e sanavitur puer meus. Navide homo sum sub potestate constitutus, Aven sum me milites et ico ibadet, vadit, ed aili veni et servo meo fagoge faci. Audiens autem Jesus, miratus es, et sequentibus et dixit, amen dico vobis, non in bene tanta fide in Israel. Dico autem vobis, quo multi ab oriente et occidente venien, et recume cum Abraham et Isaac et Jacob in regno celorum. Fili autem regni et dicentur in tenebras exteriores. Ibi erit fletus et stridor densium. Et dixi Gesù centurioni, vade, sicu credidiste fiativi, e sanatus es, puer in illa ora. Fare sono le cose grosse a me, per ti gassit. È un gioco di essere qui, per la prima volta, in Nevada, Carson City. È un gran gioco, per essere perché le grazie sono venute su questo posto, sono necessarie di grazie, il whole place, il whole city. E qui è il modo di sacrificio di Mars, è presente. The whole court of angels and saints, and the Blessed Virgin Mary and Joseph. So heaven and earth are together, joined together at Mass in this moment. I just want to remind you before I explain the charity message of the Gospel and the Epistle, remind you that Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is not an event. So the mysteries of our holy religion are not events, no. The mysteries of our holy religion are eternal mysteries. Yes, it's out of time. They are in the time of God. In such a way that when we pray the rosary, when we are in the liturgy, all the mysteries at once, some are emphasized more than the other, but All the mysteries at once are recalled, because it's important. This is very important. Why? Because we must live our life as if we were at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So we must live in the presence of Christ crucifying himself for us. We must live in the presence of that reality, which is continual reality. Because the Mass has not been stopped. So the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ has not been stopped through the Masses, and will not be stopped until the end of the world. So this is why our Lord is coming to us every moment, and in the whole world there is always a Mass still being said. And we must unite ourselves to those Masses happening on that moment. So this is why we must, Catholics are obliged to live at the foot of the cross the whole life, being at the presence of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, offering oneself, because to come to Mass is not to, we don't come to receive something. This is the wrong approach of Catholics, traditional Catholics. This is precisely the catastrophe of why our Lord has been taken away, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, because people come to Mass or to something holy, a blessing or a sacrament, thinking, focusing in receiving something. It's wrong. Very wrong. Why? Because the first commandment is to give. Love is to give. Second commandment, charity towards the neighbor, is give. Charity is not to receive. Charity is to give. Love is to give oneself. By giving, how we receive God, what God wants to give to us, which is himself and eternal life. So this is why we must live as if we were at Mass every minute of our life. And Mass is precisely to come to crucify oneself for Christ and for the neighbor. So you come to Mass to be crucified. And you have that attitude, you have that those dispositions, therefore you will receive communion and the blessings of God in a plentiful manner. So the important is not how many Masses we have, how many communions we have, is not the most important. It's not the focus of Catholics. Quantity is not the focus, but quality. With how much fervor, how much intensity, how much desire, how much we crucify and we give ourselves during our religious practices, especially Mass, Rosary. For the Rosary, we don't pray for us. We pray to please the Blessed Virgin Mary and save souls. And the same for the rest. We don't work to win money. We don't work to satisfy ourselves, to realize ourselves. We don't do that. We work and we service and we study and we realize ourselves to please God, to win blessings, to crucify, and to do something in this life for God and for the others. Especially if that comes together with suffering. What we do has more value. This is why people don't understand what is love, what is charity, what is to be Catholic. To be Catholic is to be in a habitual disposition of crucifying oneself to God in order to save our souls. Our Lord was very clear. He who wants to be my disciples, deny thyself, take up your cross and follow me. Where? To Mass, to Calvary. Follow me to Calvary with your cross. So we come to this life to be at Mass. But Mass is one event. This is why it's a growing mistake of Catholics, because Catholics, in order to have Mass, they are being unfaithful to faith, to charity, to hope, to God, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, in order to have Mass. No, Mass is something that is going on every moment. Until the world is no end, there is always a holy sacrifice somewhere. And our Lord is coming. and our Lord is doing his sacrifice. It's not a question of quantity of masses or communion. It's a question of how much we are desiring and how much we are uniting ourselves to these realities, this mystery, which is eternal. So this is not an event. This is one of the greatest teachings of our holy religion, which people forget. I speak about the SSPX because it's the most clear example about this mistake. They focus on sacraments in priests, and in order to keep that quantity, that service to the church, they stop preaching the faith, defending the faith, protecting against the wolves, protecting against the heresies, protecting the faithful against the sloth, against pride, against the world, in order to keep those numbers going around. Huge mistake. Betraying our Lord crucifixion by thinking that this life is to receive something for Christ, these sacraments, without giving themselves in fidelity, in persecution. Because if we give ourselves in this moment, we are going to be persecuted. We are going to be in catacombs mode. We will be very few, we will have very few friends, very few benefactors, very few people interested in us. So if we do what we are supposed to be doing, we shall be persecuted. And that will be the proof that we are doing okay. Because we are like Good Friday and Good Saturday. So as an example of this is the Gospel of today and the Epistle. So in the Gospel, what happened? The letter, he comes to our Lord and he said, Lord, if you want, I can be healed. Beautiful. Because he comes in a humble manner, full of suffering, full of anguish, with this great sickness. So he comes with his cross and presents himself to our Lord in this humble manner, this full of faith and hope and charity. And our Lord said, yes, I want. Yes, I want. Because he sees the disposition. It's why he prays the faith of the leper and the centurion. So he sees the disposition of humility, of love, of hope, of trust in our Lord, of being ready to do, to get the service of our Lord. That's why our Lord attends and helps and heals immediately. He says, I want, be healed. And the centurion also is tremendous. Huge teaching for us. Because the centurion presents himself to our Lord. And he said, Lord, I have a servant in my house who is suffering a big deal. And I want you to help me because he's suffering. First, the centurion is not asking for himself. He is asking for a servant. Not only that, but the centurion says he's suffering a big deal. So he has heart. He's taking the cross of the centurion upon his shoulders as a father, as a boss, as an employee of this person. So he's carrying the cross and he's asking for that person. This is charity. This is love. To think of the others, he said, Lord, he needs help. He's really suffering. Please have pity on my servant. And our Lord answered, I will go and heal him. And it's more amazing what his answer, the centurion, he said, No, Lord, it's not necessary that you go. One word is enough. Say it and shall be healed in this moment, immediately. This is the example of what I have been telling you. The presence of our Lord is not necessary, physically speaking, if we have faith. Because if the mass is going on somewhere in the world, we know about faith. We say, Lord, say one word from that mass that you are having now. Lord, from that mass somewhere in the world, heal me, forgive me, Oh, do this for this person. Lord, I trust in thee. So the problem is not the amount of priests or the amount of sacraments, the crisis, the apostasy. It's no excuse to not to be saints. It's no excuse to practice our religion. It's no excuse to defend our faith, not to have those things. On the contrary, our faith in this moment is being tried at the maximum degree of heroicity. So we are obliged to say, alone, everybody in his home, because there is no consolation, there are no friends. Everybody's in apostasy, following up the new world order, following up the job, the satanic job, which is the mark of the beast, and allegiance with the new world order of the devil. So people is in great trial, in great distress, humanly speaking, but it's a reminder for everybody to remember the gospel of today. We are obliged to say, Lord, if you want, you can heal me. Lord, if you want, you can help me. Lord, say by one word, and I shall be healed, I shall be helped out. Lord, have mercy on me. And you are there, you hear me. You love me. You are crucified, you are being crucified for me. Lord, I know. I know you are good and powerful and you love me. Lord, help me. Even if we don't have friends, even if we don't have a priest, we have the faith, we have the strength of the faith, which is what overcomes the world, is what overcomes our pride, is what overcomes the devil. It was St. Paul and our Lord himself teaches. It's what there is an excuse. There's an excuse to sanctify ourselves and to defend our faith. It's a calling of alert to all those, for example, the SXPX and the Ecclesia Dei communities. They are betraying our Lord, slapping him on the face in order to get something of sacrament, something of priest, something of consolation. They slap our Lord by the infidelity on the face to win something. It's very shameful, extremely shameful of these societies. St. Peter's and the Good Shepherd and the Christ the King, all of them are doing that. Slapping our Lord on the face to win something, to have a security, to have some still open, a church open, or apostolate open. Shameful to them. Because they are not really ready for what is coming. They are not ready to give an account to God. The only one who will be ready will be someone like the centurion or the leper. Those who have the faith, even if they have nothing else but the faith, the Lord, you can forgive me. You can help me. You can. I trust in thee. I will defend. I will be faithful. I will defend my faith. I will be faithful to you, even if I alone. Even if I remain alone forever. In this life, at least. So let's stir up our faith, our hope, our love. Let's have this grace to the heavenly court which is here present. To be real Catholics, to whatever price, because our Lord has no friends, has no faithful ones, no one to defend him, to care for him, nobody to heal him, nobody to put example, and to care for souls, and especially to care for his mother. The greatest trial, the greatest suffering is to see his mother being mistreated, being abused, making her cry, being in sadness, being unfaithful to her, not being obedient to her, not being respectful, and she's in a great suffering. There's no one to repair her heart, because we accumulate sins after sins, we slash her heart. Far from repairing her heart, we are slashing by sins, by unfaithfulness, her heart. So it's shame to us also. So it is why we're obliged to change ourselves and to be humble, to be prayerful, especially to have a great trust, great confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ, in his mother. Let's pray to that at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass today. Don the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Credo in un Deum,
Patrum omnipotentem, Author in celi et terrae, visibili in omnium,
gentium non factum consubstantiale in Patri, perché non è fatto,
et invisibili
in
un, et in unum Dominum, Iesum Christum,
et ex patrenatum,
patrum omnia secula,
Deum de
Deum, et Lumine, Deum verum, Deum verum, genitum non factum, consubstantiale Patri, equam omnia facta sum, qui propter nos homines, et propter nostrum salutem, descendit de celis, et incarnatus est, et Spiritus Sanctum, ex Maria Virgine, et homo factus est, crucifixus et siam pro nobis, sub pontio Pilato, passus et sepultus est, et resurrexit tertia die, secundum scripturas, et ascendit in celum,
Pietà potem patrzę na niepotrzebne, zaczy pietą mnie sacrificio na mano posto vis. Ale ona gloria pana to jest tylko po nostrym to się per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sursum corda.
Habemus ad Domino.
Gratias agamus. Justum esse come salutare nos tibi sempre dubique gratias agere Domine Sancte Pater omnipotens eterne Deus qui cum unigenito filio tuo Spiritus Sancto unus est Deus unus est Dominus non in unio singularitate persone, se in unio trinitate sostantia. Quod in de tua gloria revelante te credimus, ode filio tuo, ode spiritu santo, sine differentia discretioni sentimus. Ut in confessione veri sempiter neque deitatis, ed in personis proprietas, ed in essentia unitas, ed in majestate adoretur equalitas. Quam laudem angeliaque arcangeli, cherubim quoque a serafim, qui nos cessan clamare quotidiona voce dicendo,